Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Why do I have to pee as soon as we start the show?
Because...
I know, we've been sitting here for, like, you know, a couple 10 minutes getting the show ready.
Because you
kick on the music and suddenly I have to pee.
I know. Maybe it's the music. I don't know. Because you are distracted by more important things in life.
I wonder if Congress wouldn't let me speak if they heard me say that.
Probably not.
What am I referring to, are you asking? Well, everybody, welcome to Kathy Is In. I'm Kathy DeBono. I'm here with Jill and Becca.
Hello.
Hi.
Jill is my lovely fiance. Becca is out.
Sorry. I just wanted to give a little cheer.
For yourself?
For fiance. I have to interrupt you really quickly. I was in the whole paycheck, which is what I like to call it, the other day. And here in California...
She's talking about the Whole Foods for those of you who are not inside Jill's head.
Yeah, sorry. It's Whole Foods. I call it Whole Paycheck, as you can imagine why. Anyway, here in California, I don't know if they do this in other places, but people for liberal causes that want you to sign pieces of paper for legislation stand out there, and as you're walking to your car, they berate you with liberal guilt.
I have mixed feelings about those people every single time.
I so appreciate what they're doing.
Exactly.
But the way that they say it, they're like, do you have a minute for homeless youth?
Exactly.
How do you answer that without, you know, no, I don't.
Hey.
No, I don't. I don't have any time.
I just say not today.
That's what tactic. I say. I say
like
not today.
Like maybe another day,
yeah.
But not today.
Not
but
today.
But it never is another day, is it?
Sometimes it is.
What would you do if you were the... This is my mixed feelings. Like, what would you do if... I fully support what those people are doing.
Right.
Like, they're standing outside a supermarket, giving up their time, giving up their...
Yes.
I mean, and doing something that they know they're irritating everyone that looks at them. People try not to look at them. I try not to look at them.
It's right.
One of my tactics to avoid having to deal with it.
They still get you, though.
And I appreciate what they're doing. We need those activists and people out there. And yet, at the same time, I'm so... bummed when I see them.
Well, I'll sign something, but the constant asking for money is what. Anyway, the whole point of this was that a couple of kids from Equality California were there, and I was like, no, I've already signed up. I've already given money. I promise you, I'm engaged, and I'm just waiting to be able to get married. And she was like, well, there's this new bill. We're trying to blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, I would just like for us to be able to get married. And she's like, well, it looks like the Supreme Court's going to kick it back, and gay marriage should be legal in California by October.
So
By this October. Are you scared now? Oh, I just saw your face change.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm kidding.
Anyway.
I just don't see how it's going to happen that fast.
Well, we'll see. But she said, we'll see you at the altar. So that's why I gave a crowd cheer.
Did you invite her to the wedding?
No.
Okay.
Anyway,
I didn't get to say we're also here with Becca Cates.
Yeah, you did. You said Jill and Becca.
Where's her applause?
It's okay. I don't need it.
Yes, you do. All right.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on with Lisa Brown.
Representative from Michigan.
Michigan State Representative Lisa Brown was on the floor giving her opinions and speech about a bill that has to do with abortion.
Yes.
And so the word vagina was used. And no, don't.
Shocking.
Don't turn your radio stations off.
It's shocking, that word.
Well, okay. We've all, a lot of women have jumped on board and made it about the word vagina, that she used the word vagina, and it may very well be, you know, about the word vagina. She went ahead, and this, I think, is, you know, and to use a play on words, I think this takes balls. Give me a ba-dum bump for that. All right, thank you. She went ahead and did the vagina monologues, a production of it, on the stairs of the Michigan, where was it? It was a government
the
building.
The legislature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
2,500 people showed up. And
well, they say 5,000 people. It depends on what news source you referred to, but some say 5,000.
A lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And she's the Michigan State Representative, and she did a production of the vagina monologues on the stairs of a government building. Which
the entire show?
Yeah. A whole production. And
Eve Ensler,
of course,
came.
Who's amazing,
Eve Ensler
showed up.
Is the original playwright of this play. And she was there.
Yes.
And we just wanted to talk about this whole idea of her being punished for using the word vagina. And is that really what's going on? Now, first, my question to you more politically minded people, and I'm talking to Jill because she pays more attention to this than stepfather I do, but can they say to her the next day, sorry, you're not allowed to talk today?
Yes.
And not tell her why?
Well,
because yeah. She's been on a bunch of news shows saying, I don't really know why I'm not allowed to speak.
Yes, they absolutely can do that. And
why
they say,
is this okay? I mean, shouldn't she have to be told why?
Whatever happened to freedom of speech?
Well, there is freedom of speech, but what they're telling her is, and by the way, that their legislature is ruled by Republicans. I don't mean to get political about this, but it's essentially been the Republican male contingency that said that these women needed a timeout, that what they were doing was an equivalent to having a temper tantrum. These are all, to me, words that give clues into what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely, like, a barbarically old male perspective of things going on that I keep hearing about that I'm like, really? Is that really? That really exists? And
sure
really
does.
What it comes down to, if you ask me, is men's fear of the power of the vagina.
Yeah.
It's unconscious. They don't know it's there. But they're freaking scared of it.
Well,
it's more powerful than they are. What do men want more than anything in the world?
Vagina.
Thank you.
Unless...
And power and money.
Yes. But power and money gets you vagina. So
sure. But not if that.
So really, it's just a cycle.
But yes. Here's what happens: if vaginas have their own power and money,
right?
Then what do men have to offer?
Right.
Nothing. That's what.
Right. Nothing. That's what.
Well, my vagina has a lot of money.
In their own minds. In their own minds, of course, this isn't true. But this is the belief system, and this is the belief system of men.
Some men, yes.
Right. Right. I mean, obviously, we're generalizing.
Right.
But I think when it really comes down to it, it's like, what is this all about? Like, okay, Viagra, no problem. Instantly, you know, let's have insurance companies pay for it. No problem. It's a legitimate problem. No problem. And then whenever there's a problem. Or a healthcare situation with women, and it has to do with their vagina, there's bans and bills, and it's legal and it's not legal, and we can do it and we can't do it, and it's against God and it's not against God. And it's like, I just don't understand all of that unless there is a fear of losing power and control.
Yes,
over
it,
women.
It is about losing control. And that was Lisa Brown's point. She was saying what got her banned was she said, I'm flattered that you're also interested in my vagina, but no means no. And that apparently sent a few of these men over the edge, and they thought she had crossed the line. And I'm like, but what is an abortion? It's an extremely personal thing, and it takes place in and around the vagina. So she wasn't doing anything inappropriate. She didn't say anything inappropriate, and she wasn't trying to be... You know,
here's what happened. Here's what I think happened. I think it is the word vagina that scares them. I think on an unconscious level, they need to control it. They need to have power over it. It can't step up and have anything to say to them. They need to be able to keep it in its place because they are so beholden to it. If it rises up and becomes equal or more powerful in their eyes, then they don't know how to locate themselves. They don't know how to find their own value in where they fit. This is my, you know,
well, this
unconscious
was the whole,
theory about
this
it.
This was the whole thing about the Da Vinci Code. That's what the Da Vinci Code said, exactly that.
The Da Vinci Code said vaginas are powerful?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they were right.
Anyway.
Anywho. here's what happened, is she dared to be sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
And she dared to, I mean, when I watched the video and she said, and I quote, I'm flattered by the interest in my vagina, but no means no. I thought that's where she shot herself in the foot. And it's unfortunate that we can't use the same kind of sarcasm to make a point as others, but that's what they're going for now. That's what they're saying the problem was. It was her attitude and that there wasn't the proper decorum for the environment.
Oh, the proper decorum. Give me a break. You're debating a bill on limiting access to, you know, abortions and healthcare for women. So she has a right to be sarcastic. This is an extremely personal issue for women. It's not personal for men. Ever. I'm sorry. I don't care if that unborn child is yours. This is not your body.
Well,
it's not personal to you.
She was speaking about, what is this bill exactly? You probably know this better than I do, but what is this bill that she was talking about where it's some sort of required medical procedure?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It was a bill about, I don't know specifically what it was, but it was about limiting access to abortions. That's what the bill is
wasn't
about.
Wasn't there also some other sort of, I thought it was about a mandatory medical procedure.
Well, that is in Virginia, I believe, where they force women to have an inter vaginal, some sort of...
Right. Now, she likened, I believe, I might be getting this wrong.
To rape.
She likened that to rape.
It is.
And that was also a reason why they banned her from speaking the next day.
Right, but
it is. Because I thought that was inappropriate. Well, I don't think it's inappropriate. I agree with you. It's not... Okay, wait. It's not rape. But in making her point... I absolutely think it's appropriate to say what she said. It's a forced entry of a woman's vagina that is mandatory made by someone else. And all of a sudden, this woman is sitting there and something has to go inside her vagina that she didn't ask for.
So it kind of holds.
I understand. Right. I understand. And now, I don't think they have an argument against this one. I think they're just being sensitive, and it's all about political control. It's about a way to just unplug her, really.
They shot themselves in the foot by banning her and Barb Byram from the floor. We'll talk about that in the last segment with your mom, because I want to ask your mom about this. But Barb introduced a bill that said that men could not get vasectomies unless it was medically necessary. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't even let her speak about it on the floor, because they knew she was
I saw the video she of that
was,
too.
She was trying to make a point that if the shoe were on the other foot, we wouldn't even be having this discussion.
Right.
But they wouldn't even let her speak. So both of them were banned from the floor the next day. And the ensuing drama that has happened is because they did that.
Right.
Because they said, you can't even talk about it.
Oh, I saw the video. So, the woman was standing up asking to be heard, and they ignored her.
Yeah.
I can't believe that our government is even run in such a way. So
we have like 10 seconds.
10 seconds. All right. When we come back, we are going to have metaphysician with us, Vipin Mehta. He is an amazing guy, and we're going to I talk about energy and metaphysics all the time. We're going to have a real true blue guy here to tell us what that all means and how we can put it to use in our daily lives.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. In just a second here, we are going to have with us metaphysical and spiritual counselor Vipin Mehta. He's an engineer. He's a real smart dude. And he has been a metaphysical and spiritual counselor to many politicians, both Democratic and Republican. And I know we had him on the line during the first segment, but I just started to wonder if he was listening, because I wonder what he would say to Lisa Brown. So let's first bring him on and then ask him if he heard all that. Vipin Mehta, welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. I wonder if you were listening to the conversation we had at the top of the show.
Yeah, I listen.
Okay.
I got a lot of fun out of it. And Anna is also laughing. Okay.
Vipin, it occurred to me, you do some consulting with politicians. What's your viewpoint on what's going on in this situation?
which situation? There are so many situations. I can talk to you.
You're right. You're right. Well, okay. So Lisa Brown's comment that I'm flattered that you're so interested in my vagina, but no means no, and the fallout that it has that has then ensued. How would you describe? I know you look at things metaphysically, and I
okay, let me start looking at metaphysics.
Yes.
Let me share what is metaphysics. Meta means beyond, and physics, anything beyond space time dimensions is part of physics.
Yeah.
And if I ask Kathy, what is your brain? Brain is a part of physics. You can see it, you can feel it, you can take photograph, you can weigh it, and you can touch it. But when I ask Kathy, where is your mind? Can you show me your mind? You cannot show because it's beyond space-time dimension. Anything beyond space-time dimension is part of metaphysics. The imagination is the fifth dimension, which is beyond part of, it is a part of metaphysics, beyond physics. Creativity, it can be innovative, imaginative. Then you go further, you come across the angels and archangels and devas, and then you come across the soul and spirit. And then you go further, then you come across God, goddess, and all that is.
Yeah.
Now, since you are asking about this situation, because physical reality is a reflection of state of mind. The one is the inner state of mind, which is the state of mind which reflects in physical reality. So outer world is a reflection of the inner state of mind. Now, so which I deal metaphysically, the feminine energy and masculine energy. The God is a masculine energy, and goddess is a feminine energy. Same principle, if you go one step down, then we go soul is exclusively feminine energy, which provides the images. The language of the soul is images and the feelings. And yes, basically gives the creativity. But same time, you need the spirit, which is ability to bring it and manifest in physical reality. The spirit is a masculine energy, it's called equivalent to God. And the soul is a pristine, clear goddess energy.
Yes.
So they work together. When you goddess and God work together, they give a birthing process.
Yes.
Okay? So I look at the masculine energy and feminine energy. When you discuss in day-to-day in modern society, as I think I listened that we have been living in the last more than 5,000 years in the domination. That's what my title of the book, Change the Mindset, Change the World.
Yes.
And since we are living in domination, and last, I would say, 2,000 years, the male chauvinistic society. Now, listen me carefully. When I say male chauvinistic society, the male twisted the whole ego problem. I'm better than the woman. But they forget the woman also needs man, and man also needs man. Spirit also needs soul, and soul also needs spirit. Mm. They will have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you become male chauvinistic ego society, then is a dominating power. And that domination comes from the psychology of insecurity. And I think you discussed that you lose the power, control.
Mm-hmm.
The first of germination of the psychology of insecurity determines the control over other.
Mm-hmm.
Because you always feel insecure. If I don't control other, then other guy will overrule on me or walk on me or the what you call the bulldoze on me.
Mm-hmm.
And the control is when threatened, then it becomes the power to rule others.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, because we have society so civilized, we use the power to rule others, then we go to manipulation, which mm-hmm. we see in political right now, presidential election is going, United Nations is going, everywhere is nothing but manipulation of the human mind.
Mm.
Then we are with fourth component of the domination is living in the past. Like Israel and Palestine has been living in the past for more than 50 years. And they create most holy place, they created most unholy place. You live in the past, you are not able to create the future.
Uh-huh.
Because they can be considered holy place, Jerusalem, but they cannot have ability to create spiritual Salem.
Yeah.
Salem is place. And the fifth component of domination is do not trust each other,
mm-hmm.
because that's what they lose trust. And sixth component of domination is how much I'm going to get out of it, how much I'm going to take out of it, any negotiation.
Mm.
And final component, which we see every day on TV, in political TV, blame, blame, blame.
Uh-huh.
Now, these are the seven components create the mindset of domination, which we have been living for last 2,000 years. And now is the time that has brought humanity to the crossroad of the, with the weapons of mass destruction and creating a devastation of humanity. That's what we created World War I, then we created World War II, and now we are, then we are Cold War, and then we are war on terrorism, and now we are heading towards the World War III, according to Albert Einstein. And if we want to change, then only we have to go for global healing, and that we have to change the mindset in the to dominion, because root cause of all the chaos and conflict right now, you mention about the lady in Michigan, the creation is a rising state of mind, and that state of mind is a belief system. As you, I think you are a psychologist, you know beliefs and attitudes is a part of the subconscious mind.
Yes.
And choice and decisions are part of conscious mind. And the beliefs never like to change, they make new choices.
Right.
They like consistency. That's why we have to be consistent, consistent. They don't, anything new comes, they are threatened.
Right. We become slaves to protecting the old.
Yeah, because beliefs are the part of the subconscious mind. A belief, and the subconscious mind is 8 times power than the conscious mind. But same time, conscious mind has the power of choice.
Right.
And there is a shift of power, as you know. When Sigmund Freud came, the father of psychiatry and psychology, he said power lies in subconscious mind. And last 40 years, power is shifting, the power lies in conscious mind. And conscious mind is the power of choice. And right. The same power of choice. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Are you with us?
Oh, well, we lost him. Now we're going to have to call him back.
All right, call him back.
He's amazing.
He's fascinating. He's wonderful. This is the world where my mind lives, you guys.
Yes.
This is where, when we are not talking out loud, this is where Kathy's mind is swimming. Hey.
Hello, you're back.
Welcome back. We were just talking about how much we're enjoying your talk. Please continue. Uh-oh.
Oh, geez. There's an internet problem.
Oh, wonderful. Should we take a break now and come back and just have a longer third cycle? No? Okay. So to try to get him back and what he's talking about, I love when someone has constructively taken the English language and made the concepts understandable.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes. He's back. Yay. Okay.
Okay. So power is shifted in the conscious mind, because conscious mind is a choice, and choice is the ability to go in subconscious mind and change the belief.
Yes.
That's the balance of power. I discussed in the book number 2.
And that's the power of free will, yes?
The free will.
Yeah.
To make a choice.
Yeah.
The free will comes over that. And then you have power of choice and go in subconscious mind, change the beliefs and attitude. And same time, you make the decision according to whatever new choice you make it. That is called choice-driven reality.
Yeah.
And we have been living in the belief-driven reality.
Yeah.
Vipin, this is Jill. I'm a little less educated in this arena than is Kathy, but You spoke about, you started to get into like Israel and Palestine, which I don't want to get into, obviously, the conflict there. But what you just said is in direct, I would say, competition, typically with people's religious beliefs. So
yeah, because this, we have come to the crossroad of current chaos and crisis because we live in the belief-driven society.
Yes.
Right.
And
one group of belief of conflict, and the easy classic example is a war on terrorism.
Yeah.
One side is a fanatic belief, but the other side is the rational and logic and reason and rationality. They constantly conflict. When you have fanatic belief, there is no dialogue, and everything turns into dogmas.
Yes.
In rational and logic and reason, there is a dialogue to make further progress. And I think I define the fanatism. Let me share with you a common word. I know that I don't know. To protect which I don't know, I impose my belief on you. That is called fanatism.
Yeah, and that's commitment to ignorance, isn't it?
And I'm not willing to dialogue, no discussion.
Right.
And I think I have a beautiful story at the Alexandra Library in my book number 1, how the fanatic psychology is work. And they burned the whole library. And right now, when you fight with the fanatic people and you use logic and reasons, there is no match.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. No, exactly. I find this happens. Mato, we're going to have to take a break in 1 minute here, but I also find all of these concepts are applicable to any relationship between two living beings. So whether it's two people or whether it's two countries or the entire globe, the concepts that you're talking about, and I work with individuals and couples, and the concepts that you're talking about really do apply there as well, our belief systems about the other person, our belief systems about what we think might be going on, our belief systems about how we think each other should act or what society says we should do, kind of gets in the way and keeps us from connecting to that communication from our soul that you talk about that gives us a more authentic view of information that's inside each being that could bring them closer to actually loving and caring about each other. All those belief systems of the mind get in the way. And I try to work with people on calming their mind enough to be able to see the belief system separate from themselves and set them aside and move towards that more pure communication.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we will be back with Vipin in 2 minutes. Thank you.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Believe.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com. Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back to Kathy Easton, everyone. We are here with metaphysical and spiritual counselor Vipin Mehta, and we are having just a great, wonderful time with you. Vipin, thank you for being here. We would love to hear more about the things that you're talking about. And right before the break, I mentioned to you how, you know, you're working on a global level. How would you maybe counsel someone in a relationship where it's just two people and someone's having a hard time knowing how to communicate with the other because there are feelings of vulnerability that come up when we want to share our feelings, we want to share our hurt with each other, make people, I find there's a belief system out there floating around with folks that really harms them in their own lives, which is that their feelings and their emotions, when they are of a vulnerable nature, when they are of a sadness, that is a weak and repelling state to be in, and that they fight to avoid that or own that they have those feelings, or to tell anybody that they have those feelings. There's this belief system that part of our humanness is a bad thing.
Okay. Can I share with you?
Please.
Now let us define what is belief. Belief is a pattern of opinions, like playing the same record again and again and again. And gradually the pattern of opinions turns into conviction.
Yeah.
And that happens mostly during the childhood, adolescent age, and young age. And that is called belief. Belief is a pattern of opinions turned into conviction, and they become part of the life. Now that created the life script.
Yeah.
The, when the human being is child born, let me share with you, and then till young age and adolescent age, all beliefs, the slate is clean. And society rights, organized religion rights, politics right, parents right, institutional education, institution right, and they create the beliefs. When the child become young man, so suddenly he realizes he has a choice. And then most of the majority of the humanity, somebody write the life script and they become a performer. Like you live in Alice, you know, Hollywood star. Somebody's a life script writer, and the Hollywood stars or actor, they perform it. So human being is divided in two person. One body, somebody's somebody's author of the life script, and he becomes a performer. When any individual want to become, to rewrite his life script, he has to go deep down back to his life script and change the belief what he wants to become. Now in any relationship, now I'm coming to your point.
Yeah.
Between, say, two boy and two friends, boy and girl, or whatever relationship, and they are in love. The first requisite is a transmutation of the energy. Now, transmutation of energy is the one you have to be. One is one energy. We are like when you do not transmute energy, it becomes stubbornness. The beliefs holds the stubbornness. There's a want to willing to change, not to receive anything. And other energy, but the same energy we take to the other direction, and we call it the open-mindedness and receiving. Let me tell my example. We had an argument between me and my wife, okay? Mm-hmm. Either I have to keep quiet and listen his side and allow him ventilate his emotion to me. If I interrupt his emotion, then his belief system becomes stronger and stronger, ego. The belief and the ego go together. But when I allow her to ventilate, it happened last night. I allow her to ventilate all his emotion. Then I start explaining. I'm willing to receive because metaphysics requires the tremendous courage and vulnerability. It's not for the average person. It is a courageous people. The greatest courage in the human life is to confront your own self. And you are willing to be vulnerable. And that requires a tremendous courage. It's not for an ordinary person. He has to be a courageous person, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually courageous person.
Right.
It brings the tears on your eyes. Right now I'm talking. It requires tremendous courage.
Yes.
Then I received the energy, I explained, and then I said, and I lost my temper. And suddenly I realized myself, like I should not have lost the temper. And then I asked for the forgiveness. Mm. Then whom I asked the forgiveness first? Because I created that reality. And I'm responsible for that.
Yes.
So I go in my meditation, I find out which part of me created the reality. And now since we just discussed the male chauvinistic ego, I confronted male chauvinistic ego. Because then I say, I forgive myself. Because the ego plays the major role.
Right.
When I forgive myself, then I forgive her and ask her to forgive myself. Mm-hmm. There is a book number 3 I written, The Radiance of Forgiveness.
Yeah.
The secret lies of all the relationship is the secret elixir is called forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiving, that is the difficult part, the most difficult part to confronting yourself. Which part of you created that reality? Which part of that created anger in me?
Yes.
Anger is amazing energy.
Yes.
Because the secret of emotion is that any emotion which are appropriately released, appropriately expressed, become positive. Anger is very negative emotion according to society. But if I appropriately release to my wife, that same anger turns, the beauty part of anger is intensity. And now same energy become most loving and caring person for me. I'm caring person for my wife. Same thing, love. If it's not expressed appropriately, then it turns into negative energy, and which we call murder, which we see all the Hollywood, and especially I saw many Bollywood movies, and they show all story of murder, the love triangle, one girl and two boys, or two girls and one boy falling in love, and one doesn't express, and finally chaos and fight and everything happen. And there is no murder and love goes opposite direction. They are diametrically opposite. So secret of emotion, any emotion which is appropriately released or expressed becomes a positive.
Yes.
Because energy is emotional energy is energy, only you change the direction. That's where the metaphysics comes in the picture.
Yes.
Metaphysics is the knowledge how to understand the complexity of mind and how to convert negative emotion into positive.
Yes.
This whole journey of human life, how to convert negative emotion into positive.
Uh-huh. What would you say, Metta, thank you for that. What would you say to one partner who is trying to be there and listen, like you said, receive the ventilation of the other partner, but they are encountering their own feelings of disgust and being repelled by that person's sharing of their vulnerability? What would you say to that person?
Concept of antenna. You have to keep the antenna open. Uh-huh. When anybody is ventilating or expressing this emotion, you have to quiet and be sympathizing. And I would not like to use word sympathizing. I used to want to use compassionate.
Yes.
Sympathy is a little bit very low kind of word. Compassionate, to allow him to release on emotion. Once he's totally released, then he sees, because what happens, the opposite party who is ventilating his emotion, he feels respected. But if he intervene, stop it, the effect doesn't, because every human being's basic necessity is love and respect. Secret of every human being, the greatest need of human being, if you go to hierarchy of needs, but Maslow theory is 5. Mm. If you go further, sixth is of knowing the secret of life.
Mm-hmm.
And the 7th need, which everybody is born, to love and to be loved.
Yes.
And love and to be loved, you have to have a respect for each other.
Right.
To accept as it is. Suppose my wife was expressing emotion last night, and I have to accept as it is. I understand, because I'm taking my wife as knowing as it is. I'm coming as a package. I do not expect one good part of my wife and not accepting bad part. I accept the negative part of my wife. Same thing, she has my negative part of it. And I'm taking as a knowing, they call knowing,
yes.
Accepting as it is. And then when my turn comes, then I ask her, now your turn is over. If you are willing to receive, can I start with that?
Yes.
But that you have to have tremendous patience. When I use the word patience, it's not the regular word. Thinking deeply, looking deeply, and looking deeply and listening deeply.
Yes.
That is the patience. Patience is not just waiting. You have to be intensely calm and quiet and listen.
Right.
And sometimes, suppose my wife attacks on me, on my ego, I'm willing, I'm vulnerable.
Right.
But you know, another secret I want to share with you. You know, all criticism, there is some truth. And all validation, there is always untruth.
Yeah.
Because human being likes to basically like all validation.
Yes.
Among when I receive, like Mahatma Gandhi, I've come from Mahatma Gandhi spirituality, where you always open the newspaper, in politics, you open the newspaper of opposite party who is willing to criticize him. So you're willing to receive everything from opposite party, you criticize it. Because he knows his own party member going to praise him. So when you find out all criticism, when you find out the truth out of the criticism. At the same time, whenever his party member validate him and praise him, we always be skeptical. Okay, there is some lies are there. Untruth is there. And pick up the lies are there. Because their job is to promote you and take you in the pedestal. But same time, you be careful. You make sure my wife does a good job to me. Somebody, a lot of people praise me, immediately take me between me. Those who can take you to pedestal, they can dump you in the sea.
So your wife helps keep you balanced in that way.
Yeah, because her job is to keep me in balance.
Yeah.
I always call her, okay, now these people, group of people came me and they are praising me. Then you, Vipin, you be careful, okay?
Yes. Vipin, thank you for being with us. We just have one quick minute left, and I just wanted to shine a light on something that I think was so important that you said. It is not at all the weak that approach their vulnerable and their human feelings and share them and find a way to express them. It is the courageous and the open-minded who do that towards the goal of, you know, moving through and tolerating that feeling of vulnerability. Because while it feels weak and vulnerable to share our fears and our pain inside, it's actually a very empowering it's actually a very empowering thing to learn how to do, because if we don't do that, then that fear and that pain will unconsciously remain at work anyway, and we won't have the power of choice. Would you agree?
Yeah. Now, can I add a little thing?
Please.
The vulnerability is the greatest component of developing intimacy. There are basically four components for developing intimacy. One is the softness, closeness, not physically closeness, emotionally, mentally, spiritually closeness, talking politely and softly. And third component is the trust, trusting each other. And fourth component is vulnerability. Now, when I say vulnerability, I'm very, very careful. I express my weak points, weaknesses, same time I express my strength. If I trust somebody, say, as I trust my wife, I express my weaknesses as well as my trust. So my, because I trust her, so her job is to diminish my weaknesses and expand my strength. And moment you express, become vulnerable, you release tremendous energy and you produce the chair. The vulnerability is not expressing the only weakness, because people are threatened. If I show my weaknesses, the other guy will abuse my weaknesses.
Right.
But if you trust somebody, I'm willing to express my weaknesses to the other whom you trust. He will help me to reduce my weaknesses, and I feel free.
Yes.
That is the definition of vulnerability.
Yes. Vipin, thank you so much for being with us today. I would love to have you back sometime. I'm going to give our readers, your website is VIPINMEHTA.com. That's Vipin Mehta. You can also find that on my website if you lose track of it, or on my Facebook page. We are going to take a quick break right now, and we will be back with a real energy change. We're going to switch and check in with Lynn, my mom in New York, and ask her what she thinks of the word vagina.
CBS Radio's The Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to Blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's Blagaspot.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Welcome back. Jill's got some announcements for us, and then we're going to call my mom.
He was amazing.
He was awesome.
Like, I had to, like, close my eyes and really, really focus.
Oh, I love it.
To take it all in.
His book series is called Global Healing. There's three of them. One's called Thinking Outside the Box, New Vistas of Hope, and Awakening Spirituality. Again, his website, which I would love for everybody to go to, is VIPINMEHTA.com, or just go to my Facebook page. He's there, and you can find him link through there. His books are great. He teaches how to separate your mind, as you know, we are mind, body, and soul, and our mind is a part of us that we actually do have free will to shape. So he helps us learn how to do that.
I like that. We're going to check in with Lynn in a second, but we're just going to do the announcements real quick right now. We're going to be in Munich in July, and we're really excited. And Berlin. We're going to stop into Berlin as well, because we're there. And how often do you get to Germany? That's what I always say. And also, our good friend Doria Biddle, who we are actually trying to get on the show, who is the host of Sirius OutQ, Frank DeCara show, they're holding a contest, and she wanted us to give a shout-out to win 2 free tickets to Los Angeles to attend the opening night ceremonies of Outfest. And we love Doria and we love Outfest, and all the information is on Kathy's Facebook page. There's a link right to where you can enter. So if you want to come to La La Land and come to the opening festivities of Outfest, which are always a lot of fun, go there and check it out and enter to win.
Yes.
And we'll see if we can get Doria on here. Of course, we'll have a hard time not talking about football because we are both football fans. So anyway, we are going to call Lynn and we're going to check in. And
I think check in.
We're gonna check in with the Lynn.
Let's see how she handles this today.
Yeah, I know. I want to go. We want to talk about what we were talking about in the first segment.
Yeah. Well, I want to. I just want to see if she knows what if she's been watching this, and I want to see if she remembers the word that she taught us as kids instead of the word vagina. Because did you ever notice that how moms have all these other little words? Then you know. I think now it's changed. I think now, like over time, the social awareness has changed. People teach their kids the anatomically correct words.
Oh, hello.
Oh,
I'm on the line listening to your nonsense.
My sorry. Nonsense. Good gracious.
Sorry, Lynn. I had the volume down. It was my fault.
Jill, had
hello.
You,
hello.
Jill,
what's
you
going
muted?
On, ladies?
Is it busy in the office today, Ma?
We're not busy right now. John is right here. What
good.
Do you want to ask him?
Keep John by because we want to ask you both this question. Have you guys been paying attention to what's going on with the Michigan State Representative Lisa Brown, who was then banned from speaking on the floor because she used the word vagina?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Did you not listen to the first part of the show, Lynn? I'm a little hurt.
No, I'm working, girl.
Oh, all right.
I'm
here's a quick
for a living.
Lynn,
that's
here's
what
a
I call it, John.
All right, here's
see,
a quick
I did a lot of work today.
What's up with these guys need their own show.
Yeah, they need their own show. Here's a quick recap. There was a bill on the floor about abortion, and one of the reps, a female rep, went up and was debating it and was basically saying you shouldn't restrict access to abortions, and she went on, and then she basically at the end of it said, "I'm flattered that you're all so interested in my vagina, but no means no." And then the very next day, she was banned from speaking on the floor as a result of what she said. So, and then they never told her what exactly was so offensive. And then somebody said, well, she used the word vagina. So we were talking about that, and we wondered what you thought of that.
I don't see why that's offensive. That's a proper term.
Exactly.
That's what we thought.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, she didn't use a slang term or anything, so I don't see why that would be so offensive.
What does John think of this? Is he paying attention? If he's not paying attention,
John, no, he can't hear you.
Oh.
No.
Well, then let's not repeat it one more time.
Hey, John, what do you think of the word vagina? So, Ma, it made me think of when we were kids, and as you know, made me think of the word vagina and how people are so sensitive to certain words, even though they are the anatomically correct word. And I was thinking about how moms always come up with different words for their when they're talking to their children about these body parts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the word you used when we were kids?
Do I?
Don't act like you don't.
Not really, I don't.
Come on, you
what did I say?
I'm making you say it, Ma. I know you're lying.
What?
You see how these words are? If you just think of the body part and then you attach a word to it, suddenly you can't say the word. My mom used to call it a potato.
A potato?
Oh, you know what? That was no, that was from my mother.
Well, exactly. How did
yes,
that?
That's what she used to say.
Kids always have these.
That was just a little baby word.
Of course, it's a little baby
but
word.
But as you got older, of course, you knew the difference. Hopefully.
Well, yeah, I just thought it was funny how that body part elicits in people the use, you know, the need to use like separate words or little other terms. Nobody
a
wants
potato.
A potato.
That's funny.
That is funny.
See, I know right now we finally succeeded in embarrassing and truly embarrassing my mom on the show because I know that you remember that word and you pretended that you didn't.
I didn't know that's what you were going for.
Oh, I love you,
really,
Mom.
Really, I didn't.
Okay. We did it. We finally did it. Give us some applause, Jill.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm crying out loud. All right.
Sorry.
It's not worth it anymore.
Yeah, and I know. I'm a little late on it.
Okay. How much time do we have? Should we get into something else?
I'll quickly tell you in 2 seconds.
What?
I went to see Little Richard. Does anybody remember Little Richard?
Yes, yeah. we do.
Okay. He will be 80 years old in December. He was a stitch. He comes out on the stage in a wheelchair because he broke his hip.
Really?
So, yeah. So they wheel him up to the piano. And he talks just as crazy as he did when I was a teenager.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was hysterical. And then he wears a wig because he had a big pompadour. And I don't know if you remember what he looked like.
Aw, we had to cut my... Ma, we got to go. You hear that music? That means they're gonna cut us off. We'll have to get the rest of the Little Richard story later. But thank you to Vip and Meta for being here. And we already gave you our announcement. So we will just see you next time, Thursday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, here on Kathy Is In. Bye, guys.
Bam! They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, Sue.
You're on.
Listening to Kathy Is In with Kathy DeBono right here on LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Kathy Is In with psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to kathyisin.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
It was posted on Craigslist.
Posted January 13th, 2012, Humboldt, California. Pet cat for hire. Read by comedian Jenny McNulty.
I'm hiring myself out as a pet cat to anyone who wants to own me. I truly believe I would make a great pet cat, much better than your typical cat. If you're interested, we'll sign a one-year contract renegotiable at the end of the term. Basically, I'll provide you all the services of a pet cat while you pay for all my food and housing plus incidentals. Things about me. I am at my best slacking off, sitting around the house, that kind of thing. Very much like a cat. My lifelong passion and hobby is napping, and my qualifications in this field are impeccable. Sometimes I change rooms or chairs, and sometimes I even go to the front window to see what's going on in the street. One of my favorite moments is the long, drawn-out yawn accompanied by the full body stretch. At nights, I like to take a nip outside and prowl around the town, getting back a bit before sunrise. My job experience. 1995 to 1998, lived at my parents, no job whatsoever, and lounged around the house. Performed these duties admirably. 1998 to 2000, lived at my sister's place with her fiancé. Still no job. Watched TV, mostly from the couch, sometimes from the floor. Achieved all goals and overcame all obstacles, gaining the experience necessary to move myself forward professionally. 2000 to 2004, lived at my girlfriend's. No job. Lounged around in her backyard while she was away, curled up on her lap when she got home. Tough situation, but rose to the occasion. References available. What I will do as your pet cat. Basically, my objective is to fulfill all the duties of a domestic cat. I promise to sit around the house all day doing nothing, catch naps, maybe watch some TV. I will not do any work whatsoever, nor will I pick up the phone. Since we cats like to stay clean, I will have a long, warm bath 2 times a day. When you come back after work, I will give you 30 seconds of affection, then go back to my nap. If you speak to me about what happened at work, I will gaze impassively at the wall and you will have no idea whether I am listening to you or not. I will largely ignore any friends or relatives you bring over. What you will do as my owner. Your job is to provide me with all the food I need to stay happy. And I'm a talented cat too, so I know how to open the fridge and help myself to food, so keep it stocked. It's also up to you to keep the place clean so I can find plenty of areas to sit and nap. As a potential owner, you'll most definitely have a TV with a satellite. Like all cats, I am mesmerized by the moving things on the screen that I'll be able to watch while you're at work. All medical dental expenses covered by you, the employer. I'm not your typical stay-at-home house cat, so it's vital that you leave a window open at night so that I can go out and roam. Don't worry where I go. If it makes you feel better, then leave me some spending cash on the table before you go to bed. So, how does that sound? If you're interested, send me an email.
Comedian Jimmy McNulty.
It was posted on Craigslist.
You're listening to Kathy Is In, the Kathy DeBono Show.
Psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Believe.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.